It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, over the holidays, President Biden said the federal government can't solve COVID-19 by itself and that individual states need to take the lead. We'll look at what the federal, state, and local governments are doing and can do to help bring an end to the pandemic. First, the pandemic has created big challenges for parents over the last couple of years. We've talked on the show about the ways moms have seen an increase in their parenting workload, especially when school-age kids learned from home. New research here in Wisconsin finds big changes for dads, too. During the pandemic, dads reported taking on more child care than before, and because of widespread work-from-home policies, new dads got to spend more time at home with infants, whereas in normal times, fathers are often left out of the family leave equation. We're talking now about fatherhood during the pandemic, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. If you're a dad, how has the pandemic changed your role, if at all, as a parent? Did you spend more time with kids for one reason or another? What have you learned along the way? What have your biggest challenges been during the pandemic? Does it change the way you think about your work-life balance into the future? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Daryl Davidson is the director of the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative. He's also the city's community engagement director. Daryl, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, Daryl, the Fatherhood Initiative there in Milwaukee was around way before the pandemic. Can you talk just a little bit about the kind of work you do there?
Yes, the Fatherhood Initiative started in 2006 after much research on the benefits of parenting and how father engagement is essential to the well-being of a child and a child's development. And so the type of work that we do includes organizing collaborative efforts, including the Housing Authority, the Milwaukee Child Support Offices, Child Development Opportunities, different employment groups, different organizations that work with private sector as well as public sector to assist men and prioritize their health as well as their social well-being. And we gather together to make sure that we're able to find ways of assisting men no matter what those assistances are. So we're a comprehensive group.
So here we have the pandemic. Things changed in many households, of course, through focus groups, through the kinds of calls you and your partner agencies are getting. What kind of things have you been hearing from dads?
We know that fathers are finding ways of being creative now that they're at home more. Many of the fathers discovered that they didn't have enough of a work and balanced home life. So they found ways of making sure to get their children involved in home activities that were going to be essential and memorable, as well as making sure that they could do some things that would instill lifelong memories with those children. That included not only spending time together, but also assisting them with everyday routines and helping them with their schoolwork, since many of the school activities became virtual after the pandemic.
Now, there are a lot, of course, of negatives regarding the pandemic, but it seems like there have been some silver linings. Many of the dads you and others in Milwaukee heard from, even if they were at home for bad reasons, they're out of a job, short-term or long-term, they found, it sounds like many of them, that they enjoyed having more time to spend with their kids.
They did. I know that, especially today when fathers were finding ways of turning their identity into their work identity, the pandemic hit, all of a sudden their identity began to shift. They had a much more active role in helping around the house. Everybody wasn't clear about which parent was going to be working and which parent was not going to be working as much. And what you discovered was the fathers developed an emotional absence when they were away from home that they didn't know that they had. And therefore, coming back home and getting to see not only the personalities of their children on a regular basis, but also seeing how their nurturing enhanced that relationship, they couldn't do without it. And now what we're seeing is some of the fathers who are going back into the workplace away from home are openly stating that they want to make commitments to find a balance between their home life and will not accept certain jobs that don't allow that.
What would you say to employers, yeah, who may be hearing this from dads who for the first time are saying, you know what, I need to leave some time for parenting?
the first thing that I let employers know is that the father's contribution is essential to the growth of a well-balanced child. And what we're also finding is that since the fathers want to prioritize this, that it does make sense to find a way to negotiate either time on the job or, if there's possible, have the father work more from home in the capacity that's going to assist the workplace. And also include that in advertising about the job. If there's marketing that says that we are a family-friendly workplace or we support the work that fathers do at home, we want those job opportunities to let them know that they are family-friendly.
Talking to Daryl Davidson, director of the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, also the city's community engagement director. We're talking about how fatherhood changed during the pandemic for many people. And you could join in maybe with your story as a dad or the dad in your family. Have you been able to spend more time at home? If you had to spend more time at home for good reasons or bad, what has it been like, if so, to spend more time with your kids? Does it make you want to change your work setup when things go back to normal in the future? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Daryl, you got a lot of calls from dads and moms, for that matter, asking for resources to help dads who are maybe in this position of spending more time with kids than they were used to. What were some of the biggest challenges that people were asking about?
The biggest challenges were the resources that were virtual, because many of the institutions and services that were available to us primarily were in person. And if they were often government institutions, they had closed their doors during the pandemic. We are seeing opportunities now, and if they contact organizations such as the National Fatherhood Initiative, or even take a look at us at the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, our number is 414-335-5859. We can assist with identifying virtual resources that are available to families. And keep in mind, even though we're the Fatherhood Initiative, we did receive more calls from mothers during this period because they were trying to identify efforts that existed to get the fathers more comfortable with their role at home, as well as mental health support for that changing family environment.
Are there opportunities pre-pandemic and now with the pandemic for dads to get together and talk about the things that they're doing that they like, the challenges they're facing, and kind of help each other learn at the same time?
Yes. Yeah, so in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we do have a Real Men, Real Talk group that is together every second Monday of the month. We also have relationships with other organizations, parent organizations, and father-friendly organizations that have regular contact with each other. If you are a part of a fatherhood program, often they'll have services available where those groups get together. And there also exists a group where fathers who are older are able to mentor the younger fathers or the fathers-to-be in their parenting skills, as well as what to know when they become a father.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Mila is with us in Milwaukee. Mila, hi.
Hi. I just curious about the resources for parents, head of households who are dealing with mental health issues and their children's mental health issues. How do they deal with that? What kinds of resources are available? And do they use something called parent peer specialists? Thank you.
Mila, thanks a lot. Resources for parents and families dealing with mental health concerns, especially during the pandemic, Daryl.
So what we have are available services that are connected through the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health, and you can reach them by going online. But also, if your children are school-age children, you can talk to your school's counselor, as well as the resources. Often they will have parent advocates at the school. We do have other resources for people who are about to become parents related to mental health. There is an African American Breastfeeding Association, for example, that exists in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So if there's prenatal concerns, this is for mothers and fathers That service is available. They can be reached through their website as well as they have a Facebook page.
Mila, thanks for that question. We're talking to Daryl Davidson, City of Milwaukee's Community Engagement Director and Director of the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative. We're talking about fatherhood during the pandemic, what has changed for better, for worse, the challenges, maybe the silver linings, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a dad, what changed for you during the pandemic? If you're a new dad, if you became a parent during the pandemic, how much stress, how much challenge did that add for you? Wherever you are listening, are there resources? Are there people to talk to help you deal with these changing times? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our conversation about fatherhood during the pandemic. Daryl Davidson is with us, director of the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a dad, did you find yourself spending more time at home with kids by choice or by necessity? What was that like? Were there benefits to that? What were some of the challenges you faced along the way? Call in now at 800-642-1234 with a story from your family. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email us, ideas@WPR.org. Daryl, this is a disease that hit Milwaukee hard. It hit Black Americans hard, in particular, higher death rates for them. Were there challenges just in sheer dealing with grief and loss for the communities you work with?
Absolutely. I mean, the pandemic has changed the future, and it's basically changed it forever. Millions of people across the country have left the workforce, and so many thousands dropped out, even as the school years began and the students were virtual. So there was a lot of concern about where is this income going to come from, and we also had the debate between which parent is going to go back to work more versus the other. There were relationships that existed before the pandemic where the parents may not have gotten along as well, and they needed more support in order to coordinate and prioritize the schedules of the children. So it did make sense in many cases that the parents, after prioritizing the children, they made the decision, I'm going to have to quit work. And that was not just the fathers, but also the mothers.
And what kind of opportunities or what kind of resources are there for people in that negotiation? It's an extra challenge, an extra bit of stress for a couple as they work through those kind of conversations.
That's true. In Milwaukee, there's a parenting network that has support for moms and dads in situations like that. And also through the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, we will do casework related to the father's situation, what's going on at home, and if they can identify that one of their goals is to attain a job through us, we can assist by working with many of our partner agencies. But also it does make sense to lean on the support systems that come from the mental health serving agencies. There's numerous ones in our state of Wisconsin, and the fact is, mental health is not discussed as much as it really should be. And there's an opportunity now to not only take a look at what the services are and have a better understanding, but also be clear that those mental health providers are extremely diverse. There is someone that understands each situation that exists out there, so they should not be ignored during this time.
Go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Lauren is with us in Rhinelander. Lauren, hi.
Hi. I'm a parent educator up here in Rhinelander, and I was just going to point out that during the pandemic, we've had more fathers showing up to some of our group conversations and meetings that we have, which has been really, really nice, so that the fathers can learn from each other, but also see how, you know, the mothers interact with their kids. And family resource centers just in general are a great resource for families. So if you're somewhere in the state and you don't know where to turn to look for parenting classes, et cetera, if you just look for a local family resource center, they should be able to point you in the right direction.
And Lauren, did you find yourselves doing these kind of peer meetings online through a lot of this? And if so, is that something you might keep in the future, even when you don't have to make it more accessible?
Yes. So we're kind of now in between virtual and in-person. So some of our program is going back to in-person and some of the parenting classes remain virtual. And we have definitely had a good turnout from parents virtually because childcare is obviously an issue if you're having to leave home to do something like a parenting class. So we're kind of figuring that out at the minute. And I think we are going to be able to keep options open where we either provide childcare or we stick to virtual so that people can still show up.
Interesting, Lauren. Thanks so much for sharing that at 800-642-1234. Daryl, have you found that to be maybe an opportunity offering those virtual meetings, as Lauren said, and making it easier for people if they can't find childcare?
Absolutely. And one thing that I'll have to share, we've had virtual meetings and virtual services provided. We had a large Milwaukee Fatherhood Summit where one of the days was done virtually and the fathers were in the cars with their children, on the couches in the living room with their children. So childcare was not an issue. The services were made available to them. And I respect where Lauren went with that because I know that there are many family-serving organizations that want to help fathers, but what's happening is they were not necessarily identifying that the fathers had a place in the organization. So the recommendation that I give is up front, start saying, we have a space for fathers here, or we prioritize fathers also. And that makes the fathers not only feel welcome, but that also provides an avenue for the fathers to initiate the calls. It doesn't always have to be the moms that initiate the calls for these services.
Thanks for that call, Lauren, at 800-642-1234. Talking to Daryl Davidson with the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, looking at the changing face of fatherhood during the pandemic. If you're a dad, you could initiate a call. Dads are shy out there today at 800-642-1234. If you want to let us know how fatherhood changed for you, if at all, 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Daryl, you participated in this presentation with a UW researcher, some folks working on these issues in Michigan. One thing you mentioned that struck me, dads reported, okay, we're seeing a lot of information about domestic violence prevention, which is important. We're not seeing as much information about positive parenting behaviors, about how to be good dads. Do you see that as, I don't know, an opportunity that to meet that need?
It is an opportunity. Part of the reason is because historically, if the fathers were considered to be the secondary parent, then it wasn't always discussed or even researched for this matter how essential the father was to the child's life. But what is a point of the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative is to focus on the quality of the father-child relationship, because that matters much more than the actual specific hours that they may have together. What are the children learning? Is the father representing himself in the best way possible? Is he showing a positive relationship between he and the child's mother? Those types of things go a long way with making a healthy, stable, emotionally stable child in the end. And the other thing that we're looking at is, what is the father's capacity not only for caregiving, but also the types of contribution that seem to be intangible, confidence. If the father is a confident person, if the father is looking after their health, then those are the types of things that are being passed on to the child.
You recently co-wrote an op-ed piece looking at family leave and saying, hey, there are some lessons here we're learning. If we're going to expand paid family leave, don't make it just about the moms. Can you talk more about that?
I can, because what we have noticed has been that the fathers are focused much more on the job after they've had enough experience with their child, and they know that their child is not only healthy, but their child is safe. And now they are not thinking about, well, where's my child going to get this type of nurturing, or is this a situation where we're going to be concerned about the family income? We want the family to be as stable and as emotionally attached as possible. And that emotional attachment is extremely important in the first few years of a child's life. You can't get those years back. So we're encouraging employers as well as fathers to make that a priority. They should know that the family focus at the beginning is going to ultimately make a healthy society in the end.
That takes us to where I wanted to start to wrap up on, Daryl, which is lessons learned here, things we could take from this mostly negative experience of the pandemic to talk about how things like the Fatherhood Initiative do their job in Milwaukee. What kind of things are you wanting to take out of this for the future?
Well, I want to make sure that the fathers have conversations and discussions that are more solutions focused. I mean, we were able to experience the pandemic and we saw so many challenges and hardships and hurdles. But the fact is, it was a great opportunity to show the children that the unknown can be navigated through. So if the parents and the fathers are the ones who are saying, it's okay, we're going to find a way out of this situation, those are conversations that need to be had, especially if those fathers and those mothers are doing the problem solving together. Also, what we have to put out there is there are numerous services, behavioral health, energy assistance, supportive housing, workforce development. There's child support services. There's offender reentry services, child development screenings. Those are available if you talk to the services that are available that are in the community. And many people don't know about them, so we ask that you go to your resources and your different service providers. There's hospitals have this information. So do social service agencies. So do your family serving agencies. We want you to go to them and talk.
In just our last half a minute or so, Daryl, can you offer a little Daryl is off the line. Thanks to Daryl Davidson. We'll leave it there then. Director of the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative. He's also the City of Milwaukee's Community Engagement Director. He joins us today to talk about the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative and the ways that fatherhood has changed over the course of the pandemic. Still time for you to share your story. You can email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. And of course, you can always tweet us at Central Time WPR. Let us know how, if at all, fatherhood changed for you over the last couple of years.